It's the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Becky Holm, your insurance professional, focusing on Medicare, Marketplace, dental, and life.
And coming up starting tomorrow, Winston Dillard Mellon Festival, one last slice of summer three-day event. Clay Caldwell, one of the organizers, on with us. Clay, good morning.
Good morning.
So talk about the Mellon Festival. What's happening this year?
We're filled with some food vendors and craft vendors, and we have some entertainment going. Let me see. We're going to start off with Senior Bingo on Friday morning, Friday at noon. We'll have some Melanated contests.
Let's see if we can get you to adjust your phone a little bit, because we're having a little trouble picking you up there.
Okay.
There we go. That's better. All right. So
that's better?
Yeah, that's better. So go ahead and tell us again what's happening.
We're going to start Friday morning with the opening with Mark Barada singing our national anthem. We've been doing that off and on for a few years, and it's quite enjoyable. And then we'll have Senior Bingo open at noon. We'll have some melon eating contests and sack races and kids games and a few adult activities going off and on during the daytime. At 6 o'clock, we have the Strange Birds the first afternoon, and they'll play pretty close to closing. And then we'll close up for that day. Saturday, we're going to have a parade, and then we'll have a little bit of different stuff. We have we brought the talent show back last year. It was kind of slow, but it looks like it's building steam. It looks like it's going to be quite a set of people, different set of people on the stage this year, and we're really excited about that. That's something that we've been trying for a long time, and some volunteers that we reached out to helped us do that.
Wow. Sounds like a lot of fun. You've got things going all day, the rest of the Saturday into Sunday as well, right?
Yes, we do. There'll be the parade, like I said, at 11, and then they'll do some parade awards, and then they'll Senior Bingo open again. And, of course, somewhere around that noonish hour, we'll have some more melon eating contests and kids games. And we try to keep the kids busy. There's kind of a kid zone there. And they keep the kids very busy and active there. Another nonprofit organization is going to do a scavenger hunt, and that should be kind of exciting for the kids. We have a tripwire plan at 6:30. Last year during the parade, Manny from Carlos Restaurant brought his Spanish community friends down from Salem and Springfield. And it was almost like a parade in a parade with the mariachi and the his Caballero Vaquero horseman. It was really interesting and a lot of fun to see. And there was quite a few of them, and he's supposed to be bringing that back this year. And I'm kind of excited about that. That was a big boost in our parade last year.
Wow. Mellon Festival has been going on for many years, right? Any idea how long?
56. This is our 56th year.
Wow.
And go ahead.
Well, and of course, just kind of into the summer celebration.
Yes. And that was the theme is accordingly so. It kind of fits that area because this is pretty much the last festival around the county here. So we called it the last slice of summer this year, and we felt it was kind of fitting.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And let's see here. To put all this together, how many people do you have involved helping you?
Oh, let me see. Probably about eight of us.
Wow. That's a lot of work to do a big event with just eight people.
Yes, it is. And some of them work full-time jobs.
Yeah, I imagine getting everything put together. Now, we didn't mention, if people aren't familiar, where do you hold this?
This is at Riverbend Park off of Thompson Avenue in Winston, pretty close to the middle school.
So easy to find right off the highway there. And is there an admission fee to get in?
No, it's a free entry. You just free admission. But we do encourage people to bring non-perishable foods for the to the gate for the food pantry.
All right. Anything else people ought to know about the Mellon Festival?
On Sunday, we all have a church service and more senior bingo, and we have borrowed time playing at 12:30, and we'll finish up Sunday with our raffle drawing this year.
All right. Well,
3:30.
At 3:30. All right. Well, it's happening Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. One last slice of summer. Winston Dillard Melon Festival. Clay Caldwell, one of the folks involved out there. And you got good weather for it this weekend, so it looks like it would be a good time for people to come out.
Yes, it's supposed to be pretty good mild weather. We're kind of excited about the weather with no rain coming. We've had a few incidents of rain the last few years, and I'm glad that it won't be here.
All right. Absolutely. And Clay, anything else you want to let people know?
Our grand marshal for the parade this year is Kim Manning, owner and operator of Johnny's Drive-In in Winston. We chose her because she's always willing to hand out donations, and she even cooperates with different things that we do, and she tries to get involved with what little she can. But anyway, she'll be our grand marshal this year. But come on out and have a good time. We do have local melons from Laney Farms out of Melrose. And so come on out and have some melon, have some melon eating contest. Have a good time. Listen to some of the entertainment.
All right, Clay Caldwell, Winston Dillard Melon Festival. Clay, thanks for being on this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us.
All right, 8:38 at the Morning Report.
Hi, I'm Becky. You're in here.